Hello, and welcome to a quick tutorial on how to enroll your account in the payment option plan for the 2018 season. As you can see, we're already on our account manager. We have the new look and feel, along with the new options of our quick links, which will be more beneficial to you as the season goes on, but this is where you can always manage your tickets, pay a certain invoice, contact us, or click on some sort of tutorial on how to access account manager. But today we're going to go ahead and go step by step. And step one is logging into your account. So make sure that when you're doing this, that you're using your email address that's associated with your Houston Texans account. I say this because in the past we allowed you to use your account ID. That is no longer available. So make sure that you're using the correct email address associated with your Houston Texans account. Some of you may try to come down here and create an account. You do not need to do that. If you have season tickets, you do not need to create an account. You already have one created. So if you don't know what that email address is, you can always reach out to us and we'll be happy to provide that information. So say you have it. If you're good to go, go ahead and type in that email address up here. And then click your password and type that in. Should you not remember your password, we have this handy forgot password link. Just click that. It's going to send a quick email to this address, and you'll be able to reset your account and set up a new password. So I would have make sure that you have Remember Me checked. That just helps you in the future when logging in. And go ahead and hit Sign In. It's going to take us to your dashboard, and that's basically the main hub for your season tickets. In the future, you'll see season tickets down here, along with some more quick links, which we'll continue to update those as the season progresses. Right now, you can also see where your account ID is up here, along with what your remaining balance for the 2018 season is. So right now, all we have available on Account Manager are your invoices. All you have to do is click on 2018 invoices and just click on the first invoice available. It should say something along the lines of 18 first installment pay here. So click that. This is going to take you to your actual invoice. Here you can print or email it to yourself or to somebody else if you need proof of your invoice. You'll also come down here and see what your total balance for the year is. And this line right here where it says less payments and credits, this is going to show any sort of payment or credit that's on your account. So if any of you selected the option to receive a ticket credit for the Dallas Cowboys game that was canceled due to Hurricane Harvey, this is where you're going to see that credit show up. If you have a hard copy invoice, it's going to be in your payment to date. So now that you've reviewed your invoice, go ahead and hit continue to take you to our payment options. You'll see two options. One is to make a single payment. Even though it says pay in full, this is where you'll go to make a single payment. However, today we want to set up this payment plan. So what you do is you'll select this option right here, and then make sure you come over here and see this little arrow. Click on that for the drop-down menu, and then you have two plans to select. The first plan is your 2018 pay plan with playoffs. What this will do is set you up for automatic payments for your four installments and enroll you in the pay-as-we-play option. So if we end up hosting a home playoff game, we would then charge your card at that time for your playoff tickets. So again, you're not going to make a payment towards playoffs today. All you're doing is just giving us permission to run the same credit card should we end up hosting that playoff game at home. If you're not sure about the playoffs or still have questions on it, you can always click the second option, which is 2018 pay plan without playoffs. This is just your standard payment plan where it'll just enroll you to automatically charge your card on each due date for the 2018 season tickets. We're going to do the 2018 payment plan with playoffs just because that's the easiest thing to do. So go ahead and click this. And then it's going to give you a breakdown of what the payment plan is actually going to be. So we have some payments made already. So you'll notice that our first installment is going to be slightly less than the other installments. These are the due dates, and this is your progress made towards your season tickets. So you'll hit continue. This is where you're going to select your credit card information. If you already have a card on file, that's great. All you have to do is select the card you want to use and type in the security code found on the back of the card. However, if you don't have a card, set up, you can just click this button right here, add the card, or manage any other cards that are on your file. Select the one you want to use after that and hit continue. This takes you to our billing screen. It's important to remember that this is your credit card billing information and not your account billing information. So if you're somebody that has a separate address set up for your credit card than what you have for your season tickets, make sure that you're verifying or entering your credit card billing address, not your Texans address. So if you have all your credit card information entered in correctly, go ahead and hit continue. And this is going to take you to your review. Now, what you'll notice is that it's automatically populates what your first installment is, which is the $336.25. That is going to go through today. So as soon as you hit I accept terms and conditions and click confirm, that's going to go ahead and charge your credit card the $336.25. So we want to go ahead and run it for the first installment. So we're not going to change the amount here. However, if for whatever reason you need to change the amount, you can always enter in what that amount is on this line item here. Just know that it has to be greater than $0 for the card to be able to go through. So we clicked accept terms and conditions. We're going to hit confirm, and that's going to take us to just a thank you for your payment page, just letting us know that we're about to receive an email, then that we're set up for the payment plan. And that will be for your records. Now, if you notice, there has been a change now to that invoice. It now says plan on it. And what that means is that once you are set up on it, you now can see that in your account manager without having to call us or wonder if you're signed up for automatic payments. If it says plan here, you have automatic payments set up. So you're good to go. Everything's set up. That first installment's done, and then we will continue to run the credit card on each due date without you having to do anything. Thank you for watching this tutorial on how to set up your payment plan. We hope it's easy. We hope you enjoy it. We'll continue to list some videos as the need arises. But until then, we thank you, and go Texans.